Jesus died to save me and all of my sin. Oh, while it's glory to God, we're gonna meet him again. I said the Rock Island Line is a mighty good Lord.
Presenting a report to the American people by the Ballad Hunter. We're going to hear from Georgia and Alabama. Tex boys are going to chip in their songs. We're going to listen to the lonesome roustabouts on the Mississippi River. We're going to hear the people sing as we go ballad hunting with John A. Lomax. Each week at this time, the Library of Congress presents John A. Lomax, the Ballad Hunter. For more than 30 years, Mr. Lomax has been gathering the songs of the American people. Folk songs, songs that were not written down or learned from books, but songs that the people have made up. Songs handed down from generation to generation by word of mouth. To collect these songs, Mr. John Lomax has ridden night herd with cowboys, visited ballad singers far back in the Ozark Mountains, gone to dances in the country, spoken to tenant farmers in the Deep South, and yes, he has even gone into crowded cell blocks and penitentiaries in many parts of the United States. Today, he uses the latest recording equipment, traveling over the same trails by automobile that he once covered on horseback some 30 years ago. In this series, for the first time, we are going to play genuine records made in the field. To tell you about these records, here is John A. Lomax.
Hunting folk songs has its ups and downs. Sometimes you find good singers, friendly and helpful. Sometimes you meet people who are suspicious and surly. I remember one day back in 1934, I came to the Arkansas penitentiary to hear the work songs of the prisoners, just as I had gone to other state prisons in Texas, Louisiana, and in Mississippi. At this camp in Arkansas, I found fine singers eager to sing. They knew work songs that I'd never heard before. And the machine broke down in the middle of the first record. The next morning, a bit disheartened, I took it 30 miles to Pine Bluff over the worst road in Arkansas. I had it fixed, brought it back to camp, and then it broke down again. Here I was, a strange guest on a strange mission, with two failures chalked up against me. The captain of the convicts was plainly out of patience with me and my machine. I could even hear the convicts laughing behind my back. The next morning, I made another trip with my sick machine to Pine Bluff and returned to the camp about the middle of the afternoon. "One more chance," said the captain. "I'll send for the men again." The guard went galloping off on his horse and left me waiting in the dust. Presently, I heard excited hoops. Down the road and around the bend came the convicts, running as hard as they could. A guard loping behind, his shotgun braced against the pommel of his saddle. The men were laughing and shouting. They wanted to get on that machine. 8 to sing and 1 to whistle like a locomotive. The song they sang was a cotton-picking song, and they were picking cotton to the rhythm of that song. They picked the cotton fast, like an express train tearing through the cotton patch on the Rock Island Line. "The Rock Island Line," shouts the leader. "It's a mighty good road," came back the 7 strong voices of the chorus. Again, "The Rock Island Line." "We know it, we know it," insisted the chorus. "It's the road to ride." For the 3rd time, "Oh, the Rock Island Line." Back comes the 3rd reply. "It's a mighty good road." Then all together, "If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you're flying. Buy your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Finally, the ninth convict, inching forward, sounds the signal, a long, lonesome whistle.
Well, Jesus, God, just save me in all of my sin. Oh, while it's glory to God, we're gonna meet him again. I said the Rock Island Line
is a mighty good road.
I said the Rock Island Line
is a road to life.
Well, the train left Memphis at 9:30, and we made it back to Little Rock at 8:49.
Well, the train left Memphis at 9:30.
Well, it made it back to Little Rock at 8:49.
Up here's the Rock Island Line.
Here's a mighty good road.
Up here's the Rock Island Line.
Here's a road to ride.
Up here's the Rock Island Line.
Here's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you're flying. Buy your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
To record the Rock Island Line, the song you have just heard, I had set up my microphone and recording turntable on a grassy spot flat on the ground behind the barn near a pile of pine logs. Axes were lying around. Kelly Page, I said to the song leader, can you sing axe-cutting songs like the ones I heard in Mississippi, like Stewball and Rosie? Them's old common songs, Kelly said. We'll give you some good old Arkansas jumped-up songs. Get your diamond blades, boys. We'll set him afire. As the men sang and swung their axes, the diamond blades, they shouted to each other in sheer ecstasy, the blood running warm in their veins. The partners faced each other across the big pine logs. A double time axe rhythm. Each partner on the opposite beat. The axes glittered in the sunlight, shining arcs of steel. I got a rainbow round my shoulder. The boys meant business. Real chips. Big chips were flying all around me. I trembled for the fate of my mic. Drive it on, boys. Drive it on.
All right, me and my old pa.
Oh, you remember my last winter, oh, Captain, when the weather was cold. Oh, you had me way out yonder, my Captain, on the ferry road. Drive it on. Well, you kicked and stomped and beat me, and you call that fun. Oh, Lordy, Lord. Well, if I meet you over in Memphis, oh, Captain, we're going to have some fun. Drive it on. Drive it on. At this point, I made the singers happy by playing their records back to them. They hooked and hollered and slammed their hats on the ground, slapped each other on the back and said, old Kelly Page put it over that time, didn't he? And the locomotive whistler said, yeah, but they're going to hear me whistling clear to Washington. About that time, the head rider, a convict trustee, ranking in authority next to the captain, he'd been quiet all along, stepped up to me and said, somewhat timidly, "I can sing you a steel-driving song. A song about John Henry. He's the man who won the race with the steam drill and died with the hammer in his hand." Then he began with a stanza of this famous song, a stanza that I'd never heard before. "Every Monday morning when the bluebirds begin to sing, you can hear those hammers a mile or more. You can hear John Henry's hammer ring, oh Lordy. You can hear John Henry's hammer ring."
"Well, every Monday morning when the bluebirds begin to sing, you can hear those hammers a mile or more. You can hear John Henry's hammer ring, oh Lordy. Hear John Henry's hammer ring. John Henry told his old lady, will you fix my supper soon? Got 90 miles of track, I got to line. Got to line it by the light of the moon. Oh, Lordy, line it by the light of the moon. John Henry had a little baby, he could hold him out in his pain. Well, the last word I heard that old guy said, my dad is a steel driving man. Oh, Lordy, daddy is a steel driving man. John Henry told his old captain that a man ain't nothing but a man. Before I let those steel gang down, I will die with the hammer in my hand. Oh, Lordy, die with the hammer in my hand." John
the whole Henry ballad ends. They took John Henry to Washington, and they buried him in the sand. And the people from the east and the people from the west came to see such a steel-driving man. Some say he come from England. Some say he come from Spain. But I say he's nothing but a Louisiana man at the head of our steel-driving gang. All day, I recorded songs from these Arkansas convicts. Ballads, spirituals, blues, work songs. But as I drove away that late afternoon, the things that stayed with me longest were the convicts singing, the sound of the axes, the swiftly moving axes, red hot, or like a rainbow around their shoulders.
You have just heard a story told by the ballad hunter, John A. Lomax, honorary curator of the Archive of American Folk Song at the Library of Congress on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Mr. Lomax has brought to you the songs and stories made from actual recordings and interviews with people all over America, so that you may hear forever the songs and stories that are America's.